Hi, lovies. It's Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast in the middle of our tarot series. And we are now on the episode 9 and we are talking about queens. Queens are the second highest on the physical plane in the chain of command. Queens are a second ear to the king to consider things he may be missing or have missed. They can represent people and situations that are surrounding you at the time of the reading. They can represent aspects of ourselves that may be nurturing, lighthearted, feminine, considerate, and emotionally moved. A queen is responsible for everyone down to the peasants of her kingdom. When referring to the Queen of Wands, this queen is often passionate and emotionally erratic. She is a conjurer of her own wishes. She has fire energy and moves quickly. This queen is not afraid to fight and may have a short temper. She is a Sigma energy and does not need anyone's approval. She holds both feminine and masculine energy interchangeably throughout her lifetime. When referring to the Queen of Pentacles, this queen represents financial support such as loans and gifts from family or charity. She wants to support you as long as you understand the sacrifice. She is diplomatic, fair, and sometimes gullible. She can give too much support to people who may take advantage of her. She oftentimes makes excuses as to why she is overly generous. She represents the boss lady with brains and beauty. She has material wealth and is always a student. When referring to the Queen of Cups, this queen is a loving, lighthearted energy. She is a mother figure who makes huge sacrifices for you. She is compassionate and forgiving. She wants us to feel loved, safe, and happy. This queen holds her happiness at a high standard and will protect it. She is your best friend and has your best interest at heart. She supports therapy, self-improvement, and your need to rest. She understands the human condition being less than perfect and is subject to error herself. Referring to the Queen of Swords, she represents the harsh truths of society, or the masses. She can be both masculine and feminine, but is more likely to hide these tendencies from certain people. She is a bitter survivor of abuse. This queen speaks harshly but honestly. An alpha female, so to speak. She is a name caller and a verbal abuser. She is very well versed in war, military, and competition, so listen to her. Like the king, she is difficult to please and only will support causes that will merit her honors or attention.